other people, there is some hope. When we trust the Scriptures, there is more hope. But when we face the circumstances with the very presence of the Lord Jesus Christ with us, and you have a personal relationship to Him, there is much hope. Much hope based on your personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're aware that sometimes there are those who are in false religious groups who appeal to the Scriptures. And they say, well, here is this verse and that verse and some other verse. They get it all twisted. But the greatest hope that you and I have is in our personal relationship to Jesus Christ. And in our relationship to Christ, there is much hope. Hope of seeing Him. Hope of His guidance. The Scriptures tell us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. There is much hope in our relationship with Jesus Christ. When they sat down to eat together, they realized this is the risen Savior. He is with me. Much hope. They knew Him. They recognized Him. Their eyes were opened. And they said, did not our heart burn within us? Blind eyes, but burning heart. Did not our heart burn within us while He talked with us by the way, while He opened to us the Scriptures? What a blessing to have that personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's greater than the personal relationship with any other person. It's an eternal, perfect relationship. So they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, found the 11 gathered together and them that were with Him, saying, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon, to Peter. And they told what things were done in the way and how He was known of them in the breaking of bread. Perhaps the mannerism of breaking the bread, perhaps they looked at His hands. They saw, here are the marks of the nails. Jesus was with them. What is your key for hope today? Is your hope based upon circumstance? Is your hope based upon other people? Or is your hope based upon the truth of Scripture and your personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Because in Christ, we have hope. And so every day doesn't have to be a mystery. Every day is another opportunity to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hope. This is the message of Easter. It's the message that we proclaim, we rejoice in, the message of hope in a living Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, and in our personal relationship to Him. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we sometimes are deluded into trusting the circumstances around us. We rejoice in Your blessings and we're not complaining. And yet, Lord, we realize circumstances are not what we ultimately place our trust in. Sometimes we trust other people and we rejoice in our good friends and in our godly brothers and sisters in Christ. But even then, Father, sometimes we find ourselves having difficulty because all of them have that old nature. And Father, we pick up the Word of God, we read it, we place our hope in those things that you have told us and communicated to us. Father, may our hope be based in the Word of God. But ultimately, Father, our hope is based on a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, as we realize that He died for our sins. He was crucified for us, in our stead, in our place. And they had hoped, these two disciples, as they walked along, they had hoped that it would have been Jesus who would have redeemed Israel. They didn't know it, but that's exactly what had happened. The Lord Jesus Christ died so that whether a person is Jewish or Gentile, they may trust the Lord Jesus Christ and experience that ransom from sin, that redemption in Christ. Father, how we thank you for the privilege of personally asking the Lord Jesus Christ to become our Savior, placing our faith in Him, the Savior who died for us and yet who rose again. We thank you that we serve a risen, living Savior. I pray, Lord, that today you might impress in our hearts the hope that is ours in Jesus Christ. And may that carry us moment by moment, day by day. May our hope be in the right thing, in the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, as revealed in the Word of God. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.